we were around this way yesterday. That's that very top section you can see.
Yep.
So, yeah, so what we'll do, we'll go back around to the right today and head back towards Rachel.
Senior Parks Ranger Khan Spokes is leading the way as we go in search of a little yellow bird, once common but now very rare in the Northern Territory's top end. Hello, I'm Lisa Herbert. This time of year, the vast flat floodplains of Kakadu National Park are dry. There's the odd turtle skeleton lying on the ground. The grass and the few low shrubs I can see are all brown and crispy. It certainly doesn't look like a birdwatcher's paradise. But as they say, looks can be deceiving. And if we're lucky today, we will find evidence of the endangered yellow chat.
Mind if we walk over there?
I'm joined on my very first bird survey by experienced Brisbane-based ornithologist Chris Sanderson. He and a team of volunteer bird watchers have been here all week surveying the park.
So we call it pishing, and basically it sort of simulates an alarm call for small birds. So often what will happen if you do it is the little birds will come out of their hiding place and check you out. You've got to use it sparingly. You don't use it when there's a bird of prey that eats other birds that's circling around, because you might put the birds in danger. But it's a useful little trick that you can use to get a look at these small birds.
Chris, what have you spotted?
Some potential habitat. We've got a bit of residual water in the landscape, and looks like some complex vegetation rather than just the flat grassland, so it could be good for the chats. We're hoping that when we approach these habitat types, we actually flush the birds up into the higher points in the vegetation.
And the vegetation's only chest height, max.
Yeah, and that's the most we're going to get today. Anything higher than this will be trees, and that means we're not in the right spot. So we're absolutely trying to focus on these spots that have patches of sesbania in amongst the floodplain grassland areas.
Describe this sesbania. It's a shrub?
Yeah, sesbania is this annual plant that gets knocked down when the rains come, and then it grows back up as the wetlands start to dry out, and it provides a bit of cover for the birds to hide in when predators come after them.
These yellow chats, why are they important?
Well, they're a native animal and they're beautiful. That shouldn't be the only reason that we can serve things. There are plenty of things that aren't beautiful that are also worthy of our attention. But in this case, it's a species or a subspecies that's only found in the Northern Territory. They're a fairly iconic bird for the Kakadu area and for the people of the Northern Territory. And they're in serious trouble. You know, they've gone from being a species that was common on the floodplains to something that we're now having to actively look for to even find one or two of them. So, if we can understand where they're still occurring, we can actually target some management actions like culling pigs and things like that to hopefully help them out.
When was the last time that these birds were spotted, and in what quantities?
Well, there was a survey like this last year as part of Kakadu Bird Week, and they actually found, I think it was about 27 birds, and that was the first time they'd been seen for some time, at least in an official survey context. Hopefully the parks managers have been running into them from time to time, but it's not really their job to have to look for this stuff at the moment. So, we're out here trying to do some formal surveys, and if we can get some good numbers for them, then they know where to look for them in future and to look after them.
Good numbers, what are they?
Well, that's a really good question. I mean, in other parts of their range, for other subspecies, good numbers would be flocks of 400. Out here with an endangered subspecies, finding any is a good start.
So, Chris, after 1.5 hours of travelling, we finally got to a spot. We're walking back to the vehicle with, well, no excitement.
Oh, look, that's fine. We're going to get a lot of zero records in this exercise. That's part of the point. They're a rare bird. If they were everywhere, we wouldn't be surveying for them. This wasn't really appropriate habitat, but we needed to check it out just to make sure that they weren't here. We'll move on, and hopefully they'll be at the next spot.
It's not all sunshine, birds and rainbows on this bird spotting expedition. Ranger Khan Spokes is here with us as well, driving the vehicle. And you've got a rifle over your arm. Tell us what that's for.
Just a bit of public safety. Make sure you guys are all safe. This time of year, plenty of pigs and buffalo all congregating around the water. Same as the area we're looking, so It's a bit more of a safety issue.
So pigs and buffalo won't run away if they see us?
Pigs generally will unless they feel cornered. Buffalo, personalities, some will, some won't. Some will want to hang on to what they've got. It is that time of year where it's hot and any bit of water is worth hanging on to. So.
Obviously we're trying to find those water points to spot some of these birds, but I can't imagine these feral animals help those birds' habitat whatsoever.
No, the pig damage is quite severe in a lot of areas, and the buffalo's same thing, wallowing in the areas and turning it all over. That affects the ecosystem, the turtles, the insects, and the insects are what the birds are after, so it all has a ripple effect.
Well, Ranger Khan, let's hope you don't use that rifle.
It'd be nice not to.
Ah, look out! That was a big hole you just missed.
One of the hazards of looking for birds at the same time is driving through difficult terrain.
Extra degree of difficulty.
Oh, is that one?
Yeah.
All right, things just got exciting.
Yeah, so we've just flushed a young male yellow chat. This is the whole reason we're here. And it's very exciting to find one. Yeah, they're an endangered species, so it's pretty good to find one at all.
You know what? There's definitely more chats.
Down that way?
Yeah, I've got one now. Yours might be. It does look pretty yellow.
Yep.
I reckon we've got another few further on. So this is obviously the spot.
Chris, there's a big smile on your face and I just heard you say, I'm so stoked.
Absolutely. Look, you know, we've now found another group. I think it counts up to five. So, you know, this is a pretty good result for us.
Were you expecting it in this location?
I guess my knowledge of chats is that this is the kind of stuff they're in. But, I mean, anyone who was coming here for the first time who didn't know what they were all about would absolutely look at this and go, why is there anything here? There just doesn't look like there's anything for them.
You've been looking at the GPS since we left pretty much this morning. What's its role and why log where this bird is?
So with the GPS, we've got the sightings from last year on to come and check out those sites again to see if they're still here. And this is one of those spots. So it's really good news for us that they're still at one of the sites that they were found at last year. But we're also using an Android tablet with CyberTracker loaded on it. And we've got a form that lets us fill in all of the data that we're wanting to collect. Lets us be a bit systematic, make sure we're collecting the same data each year so we can compare trends over time.
What data are you looking at?
So a little bit about the habitat, you know, whether there's Sesbania present and...
The elusive Sesbania, this low-growing shrub.
That's right, and there is a little bit here. It's mostly dead. There's a few short thickets of it growing back up, obviously just enough to keep the chats happy.
So where to now? We've spotted a few. We're going to walk towards further into the habitat.
Yeah, well, I've seen a few sentinel birds that are sort of keeping their eyes on us, but I reckon if we walk over to this lot, there might be more than the three that I've seen so far. So we just need an accurate count now.
So sentinel birds, they're the ones who obviously just keep watch. They're the security guards.
That's right. Any small bird that lives in a flock tends to have at least one bird that it takes its turn to keep its eye out to see if something's coming that could potentially harm them. So they'll take it in turns, but there's always one keeping an eye out.
I can hear some black kites above. Is that of concern to them?
Look, black kites, probably not. There are a lot of birds of prey. I mean, you've seen today we've looked at hobbies trying to catch cisticolas and there's been some black-shouldered kites flying around. There's a number of birds of prey out here that would happily eat a yellow chat if they could get their claws on it.
And what about cats? Feral cats are obviously an issue right across Australia. Are they here?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, Khan over there managed to shoot one yesterday that was actually stalking some birds while they were watching. So cats are a huge issue out here. You know, obviously with the birds of prey, this is something that these birds have evolved to cope with over many, many millions of years, whereas the cats are something that they've only just started dealing with for the first time, and they're very bad at detecting them and avoiding them. So cats are a big issue, and you know, hopefully eventually we'll come up with a good way of dealing with them.
Let's go find some more yellow chats.
All right, seven.
So Ranger Khan, do you get a finder's fee? Seven so far?
That'd be nice, but that's just a joy to see them. I mean, a lot of our work isn't involved in environmental stuff as doing research. So the opportunity to come out and see these. I've been here over 4 years now. It's the first chance I've had to come out and do this. So that's a buzz.
Is this the first yellow chat you've seen?
It is, absolutely. Well, the first one I know of. I may have seen them previously and just not known a thing about them. But no, it's a real buzz to see them. There's been a lot of kilometres put into to find them so far, and to come up with 7 in one patch is brilliant.